What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. So here's a topic that I want people to really, really, really get behind, or, you know, let's talk amongst ourselves. But I will get into that in a minute. What is going on, y'all? Welcome back to the podcast. So, during that opening statement, it's a topic. So, what is your take on, and again, it depends on where you're from, but, and I know this is everywhere, it's not just the United States, but it's everywhere, but what's your take on the, athletes being banned or pissing off people because they're kneeling and they're, you know, fist up for, to me, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. People are like, oh, if you kneel, you're disrespecting a flag. If you raise a fist up, you're, you know, whatever. At the end of the day, this ain't going nowhere. Okay? With the kneeling, they choice, bro. Who cares? Like, who cares? I'm sorry. Who cares? You want to kneel? Go ahead. Kneel. Go ahead. You want to put your fist up? Go ahead. But for everybody in America to sit here and get pissy because, oh, an athlete kneeled or they threw their fist up or they turned their back on the flag. You know what? Not for nothing. That's their choice. This country has really been a laughingstock for the longest time. Now, I know I'm not doing this to get people talking. Like, I'm not sitting here doing this podcast right here for this one to get people talking like, oh my God, he doesn't believe in, or he believes in kneeling and all this other shit. That's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is open people's eyes. Man, who gives two fucks if you're kneeling, throwing your fist up, turning your back? Who cares? Because here's the thing. You're pissy when athletes do it. But what about the old American fucking people? When they turn their back on certain shit. When they show their true colors. You gonna sit here and be, oh, well, he's like this. It shouldn't be this way. Man, shut the fuck up. Shut up. I'm gonna try to justify the means, my ass, bruh. No cap, my ass. Fuck out of here. Everybody got their fucking panties so wind up in a bunch. And it's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Like, man, I don't know, man. I don't know if, like, everybody in this room is reality checked or no cap, honestly. At the end of the day, every country, every continent, whatever you want to call it, or country, was based off of and will ever and forever will be based off of racism. But it's time where things change. People step up. People don't want that no more. People don't like racism, people. you know, and it's upsetting. It's upsetting that the world has come down to this where, you know, people are so more anal about the small picture and not the big picture. Like, I don't know who needs to hear it, but, you know, Susie Q of the farmer's market, bitch, no one owes you shit. Honestly, no one owes you shit. Or the Karens out there that make false claims against black people. You look fucking stupid doing stupid shit like that, okay? I got friends, I got family that are mixed. My nieces and nephews, prime example, they're mixed. I refuse, as an uncle, to literally sit here and watch my nieces and nephews get belittled and disrespected. If it's not for nothing, I'll go to bat for my nieces and nephews. I'll fuck anybody up. I don't give a fuck what color you are. I don't care if you're God himself. I'm at that stage right now where if you're racist, don't talk to me. If you can't love people, not because of this, that, and a third, but if you can't love people just to love people, you might have to reevaluate your life. Like, yo, all my friends are you know, black or, you know, Puerto Rican. I love every one of them. I'll go to bat for them, too. Shit. Like, those protests that they were having during the George Floyd. Well, it goes to show you, man. Not everybody's racist. Not everybody's racist. And even though old heads, the older generation of people that grew up on that point, 9 times out of 10 were the ones standing with the protesters. Even cops, white cops at that, were standing side by side in solidarity. So I'm gonna leave y'all with this message, because I don't want to get too much into depth with this podcast as much. But do me a favor. The ones that listen to this and the ones that actually support me and like actually enjoy what I post up. Two things. One, go check out my YouTube channel. It's... Shit. There's like Jay Dewey or something like that. And two, love each other. For the love of Christ, just love each other. Stop the hate, bro. Stop the hate. Love each other. I'll see you guys next time on the podcast.